Welcome to this Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, episode number 37. Today I'm going to talk about shooting in the rain or shortly after the rain has stopped. Some photographers stay indoors in inclement weather, but by doing so you're reducing your chances of getting some great shots. First though, here are the results of the contrasting colours photography assignment. From the beginning of April, for a whole month, listeners were out and about shooting for the assignment that I announced in episode 31 of this podcast. Entries were uploaded to the assignment gallery at mbpgalleries.com until the end of April, and then voting started for 2 weeks. The voting stopped a couple of hours ago, and now the results are in. All entries were excellent, and I thank every one of you for your efforts and time taken to enter. You can see the members' images I'm about to mention in the same way as usual. If you are listening with the streaming audio launched from my site, the thumbnails will change as I talk about them, so you can just click them to open the full-size photo. If you are listening in iTunes, just click through the thumbnails and click to view full size. You can, of course, click the thumbnails on my podcast page too, or enter the number that I'll call out with each image into the field at the top of my podcast page or the top page of my website. From now on, when I'm talking about images in the members gallery, the number that I call out will be preceded by an M, M for member. This will then allow you to jump directly to the mbpgalleries.com site. So to get right to it, in third place in the assignment is image number M1075, which is Marigold's striking shot of a load of green and red chili peppers. The title is appropriately Hot Peppers, and it's a very nicely composed shot, looking right down on the peppers with bright contrasting colours. One thing I'm a little disappointed about is that the entry, you can see from the EXIF data, is that the entry was actually shot in October last year, and I'm going to let this go for this time, but remember that the idea is to get you out and shoot for the assignment and not go through your stock to see what you might have that fits the bill. This is also stated in the assignment guidelines. Congratulations anyway, Marigold, then great shot, and it's, you know, it was a pleasure to see. I noticed that as soon as it came up, so it's quite an eye-catching shot, and I think that the voters also let us know that. So in second place we have BK Secret's Simply Beautiful Chive Dive, which is shot number M1175. The deep red, almost purple head of the chive in the foreground is the only part of the shot in perfect focus, with the shallow depth of field quickly throwing the stem of the plant and the second plant in the background out of focus, and the bright yellow background shows the main and secondary subjects off with exactly the high colour contrast that I was looking for with this assignment. So well done to BK Secret, and congratulations on taking second place. And now for the winner. I need a drum roll here. I'll try and find out a drum roll later. But now for the winner. The image that got the most votes to take first place to win an original print of the shot of the winner's choice from my online gallery is Rowing by Numbers by Orchid. Orchid's shot, which is number M1187 of a row of green and red boats tied together and shot at an angle, is a classic image. Orchid's eye for a shot has never ceased to impress me, and this is no exception. The red and the green are two of the three primary colours in the RGB colour model, and therefore work well in a high colour contrast shot. But the shot itself, the mood of the tilted frame, the tight crop, and the three numbers, 68, 59 and 67 across the boats, running across the bottom of the frame, is very successful. So once again, congratulations, Orchid. By the time this is released, I will have mailed you asking you to choose the image for your original print. Thanks again also to all of the people that took the time to vote, not just to enter the assignment. I know that it's not difficult to use just one vote, so thank you very much for taking the time to painstakingly choose your favourite shot of the participants' entries. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning the next assignment and banking your votes also towards the yearly grand prize that I'm working on, then listen on for details as the next assignment starts today. As I said in the introduction, today I'm going to talk about shooting in the rain or shortly after the rain has stopped. Some photographers stay indoors in inclement weather, but by doing so you're reducing your chances to get great shots. So, let's talk a little bit about the benefits of shooting in the rain. Colours are intensified when wet, and raindrops or dew can give a subject totally different characteristics than when dry. Now, the theme for the next photography assignment is going to be rainy days. I'm not expecting you all to run out and get soaking wet in the rain, so I'll let you know the precautions that I take when shooting in wet weather as well, but really all you need is a brolly or a handkerchief, and that's really the minimum gear that I use, although there are other things that you can do. So first, let's take a look at image number 427. This is a humorous shot that I made in a park not far from my apartment here in Tokyo. One rainy afternoon in June 2004, I grabbed my camera and went for a walk. On my way through the park, I noticed this stray cat sitting under a transparent umbrella, sheltering from the rain. Someone had obviously opened and left the umbrella there for the cat, but he was just really making the most of it. If you look closely, the cat actually has its tongue out as if to say, "Hey, look at me with my posh brolly." There I go again, personifying my animal subject. Anyway, there was very little available light, and I shot this with an ISO of 800 and my 50mm f1.4 lens. I had only stopped the lens down one click to f1.6 as I needed all the light I could get. Now, there were no special equipment, there was nothing really special that I used for shooting in the rain other than my umbrella. And shooting with an umbrella can be a pain when, you sometimes have to trap the umbrella between your under your armpit or between your chest and your cheek like a telephone. It's really better to use a tripod, I find, when shooting in the rain to stop you from having to do this and to give you a free hand to hold the umbrella. But for this particular shot, though, I was shooting handheld. The shutter speed, by the way, was 1/30th of a second, which is a little slow for 50mm to be handheld. But, I just about pulled it off. There are various clamps available that will actually allow you to clamp an umbrella to your tripod, but I've never tried any of them. I kind of think that the wind catching the umbrella will introduce unwanted camera shake, so I prefer holding the umbrella myself, though this can be frustrating at times. If you are interested in picking something up, a quick search on the internet for umbrella clamp comes up with a fair few products. The next shot is another peekaboo type shot of a white lily with a small spider peeking around the center stamen. It is image number 428 and was shot on the same day as the last shot. I like this shot as the raindrops that had and continued to fall on the flower head are still quite large. The left-hand side of the petal has enough depth of field at f2.8 with my 100mm macro lens to be able to still see that the droplets are pretty sharp. And yet the focus falls off pretty quickly to the front and back of that area, helping to focus our eyes on the large droplets. I had set the ISO to 400 now, as I was getting a shutter speed of 1/20th of a second, even with that, and with the aperture set to f2.8. So you can appreciate that there was still not a lot of light around. Needless to say, I was using a tripod now at this focal length. If I remember correctly as well, that on this occasion, my better half was actually holding the umbrella for me as I was crouching or kneeling down for this shot, but she got frustrated and probably with arm ache from holding out the umbrella, and she passed the brolly back to me shortly after shooting this. So another tip is don't rely on anyone to hold your brolly unless they're your assistant and you're paying them an hourly rate. Otherwise, you'll end up in an argument, or at the least, you'll find that the person will probably not accompany you on any more walks in the park on a rainy afternoon. So next up, let's take a look at image number 714, which was shot not long after I had received my EOS 5D in October 2005. I shot this too at ISO 400, as it's usually pretty dim when it's raining anyway. And again, I was using my 100mm macro lens. The aperture this time was f4, but I was hand-holding for this shot, so it's a little bit on the soft side. Here we can see how the wet berries are wonderfully saturated, pun intended. That wonderful red colour is really brought out by the wet on the berries, and the large droplets hanging off many of them adds a lot of visual elements for our eyes to jump around on in the image. Here, once again, the relatively shallow depth of field helps us to focus our eyes on the berries and the droplets that are almost in focus or in focus, and draws our attention to only certain parts of the leaves, helping to remove the distracting elements in the background. Now, this next shot, image number 715, really has no visible raindrops in it, despite this being shot just 18 minutes after the last shot, and obviously in similar conditions. Something that I would like to bear in mind in while shooting for the new assignment is that subjects can become quite dark when wet, and we can get the appearance of it either raining or having rained from this dark look. Also notice the sheen on the tree trunk caused by it being wet. Another point to mention here is that mushrooms often only sprout up in damp conditions. This is another hint to the overall conditions under which the image was made. This was actually shot at 210mm with my 100-400mm lens, as the scene was high up in the branches of a large tree. I tried zooming in a little more, took a few shots, but this was actually one of those occasions when getting in too close didn't really work, and I think that this is possibly because, rather than just a shot of some mushrooms, I wanted to actually include the surrounding environment, as it helps us to put everything into perspective. The ISO was now set at 100, I was using the tripod, and the shutter speed was 0.4 of a second. Once again, for these last two shots, the only protection that I had myself was an umbrella. I do actually have and carry sometimes a plastic cover that goes over my lens and camera body and actually extends out so far from the back of the camera that you put it over your head like a miniature transparent tent to shoot under. I also carry a handkerchief around with me on wet days especially, and to be honest, I've never gotten to the point where I've put the plastic cover on. There are two reasons for this. The first one is that dropping a handkerchief or a towel sometimes on your lens and body will actually keep it quite dry, or at least stop the water from dissipating enough on the camera to harm it. And the second reason that I've never used the plastic cover, and if any of the listeners make or sell these things, I apologize in advance, but I just can't bring myself to use the cover unless I feel that my equipment is really at risk. It really just is because I feel pretty silly walking around with a big plastic cover going right down to around my elbows. I'm not totally dissing this piece of equipment, mind. I imagine that there will be a time when the rain is bad enough for me not to trust the handkerchief trick. But for now, I'm not past that point of caring. You know, some would argue that the black photographer's vest and the ton of equipment that I strapped to my back actually makes me look silly anyway. But I'm kind of used to that now. The last image for today is shot number 744 from November 2005 and was made during a visit to the Naruko Gorge in the Miyagi Prefecture. Again, I got away with just a brolly and a handkerchief here. If I remember correctly, I also put on rainproof trousers and a jacket while shooting on this day. The rain, once again, not really visible in the shots here, was falling pretty heavily and at an angle, so I would have gotten pretty wet had I not wore protective clothing. So if you're near to home and you can get back home and get dry pretty easily, then I guess you don't really need to worry about catching a cold and things. But if you're going to be out for a while and you may end up sitting around in your wet clothes, then it's probably a good idea to get some waterproofs as well. Anyway, you can see in this shot once again how the rain intensifies the colours. I shot the same scene in bright sunlight the following day, and the colours are just nowhere near as saturated. I was using my 16-35mm f2.8 lens wide open at 16mm. The aperture was f8, which is plenty of focus really, plenty of depth of field when focusing at this distance. It's probably even pan focus, where everything from the foreground to the furthest object in the shot is in focus. I was at ISO 100 and the shutter speed was 1/6 of a second using a tripod. So there we have a number of shots made on rainy days. I wouldn't have gotten these shots if I'd sat at home. There are a fair few others that I've got out and shot during on similar conditions, but I'm not going to talk about them all today. Unless you are out in torrential rain, just a few precautions like a brolly and a handkerchief or a towel should be enough to keep your equipment dry. I should also mention that although the Lowepro rucksack that I carry my equipment around in is pretty much showerproof, for heavy rain it has a waterproof cover that tucks into its base and it can be pulled out to cover the whole bag and the tripod if necessary. If you don't have this sort of thing in your bag, take a plastic bag or a bin liner, a garbage can liner, whatever we call it, and make sure it's large enough to fit the whole bag inside. You will probably find that you have to maybe tie it around with something if it's a rucksack. But basically a plastic bag should be enough to keep the rain off. You can also buy generic covers for rucksacks in various sizes from most outdoor shops. So to finish, remember that the rainy days assignment will go on until the end of June. So you have a full 6 weeks, probably 7 weeks if I'm not really counted. Also, please note that if it does not rain in your part of the world during this season, unless you have a severe water shortage and you're not allowed to use your hose pipe or waste any water, then and obviously if that is the case, I apologize and I don't want you to break any rules for this. But you should be able to make your own rain if you're not under any kind of restrictions. Part of the fun of the assignment is finding ways to produce an image against the odds or without doing things that you would normally do. So search around for that watering can or hose pipe or whatever you can find and then soak something wet and see what it looks like. You might find a model willing to get drenched, for example. Be careful not to shoot a wet t-shirt competition or anything like that, or the shots will probably not be eligible for this all age group podcast and website. You might consider carrying a little water sprayer out with you to spritz some foliage to get those droplets of water. This way, there's no need for it to actually have rained. And no danger as well of getting your equipment wet if you really can't get out on a rainy day. Or, as I say, if it doesn't rain in your area during this time of year. Remember, though, that watering plants in direct sunlight can damage them, so be careful when you do spritz things. I would say also that early morning dew would probably also pass off for subjects after the rain if you're going to shoot foliage or plants, flowers, things like that. Basically, there are no rules for this needing to be real rain. That's what I'm trying to say. The only conditions is that the subjects either look wet or the colours are heavy saturated due to rain, or the shot makes the viewer think rain. Also, if you go out in the rain and ruin your equipment, please don't send me a repair bill. I've told you some reasonable ways to keep your gear dry. I guess there are other things such as if you use a compact digital, you can often get small waterproof casings for them. You might even have some proper waterproof casings for your digital camera, digital SLR that is. So anyway, take the necessary precautions and please don't complain to me if it doesn't work out. So once again, congratulations to Orchid on winning the contrasting colours assignment. Great shots from everyone that entered. I can't wait to see what you make of the rainy days assignment. Just one favour to ask before we finish as well is, it would be great if we could get a few more people to actually enter the assignment than the last one. So not only for the assignment, but basically to try and drum up a few more listeners, please think of at least three people that you know that are interested in photography and email them a link to my podcasts page, or tell them how to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, for example. That would be great to increase the listener base and, if possible, like I say, to get a few more people to participate in the assignment. The forum also is continuing to be a lively place to hang out, and the wealth of information available there is growing by the day. So sign up at martinbaileyphotography.com too if you haven't already and join in the fun. Thanks for listening. Have a great week shooting, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye bye.